Sportsline continues on Sports Radio 107.5 and 1400 The Fan.
Welcome back to Sportsline. Going to have Jerry Augustine, Fox Sports Wisconsin, Brewer Analyst Extraordinaire here in just a second. I want to remind you, we, and when I say we, I mean Sportsline, Harry, Havel, Marcus, brought to you by Ascension Care Teams at Affinity Health Systems. Listening to you helps them understand your whole picture. More conversation, more back and forth, and more questions and answers. Find a doctor who's right for you by visiting affinityhealth.org/find-a-doctor. Is there a doctor in the house, Harry Sidney, a guy who might be able to fix, repair, and maintain starting pitching at its finest, or at least certainly talk about it in great detail?
I believe so, man, especially since he's healthy. He's not hurting himself coming off the mound.
Heck no, that's one of the only Jerry Augustine.
Augie.
How you doing today, man?
You guys are really funny.
Hey, you got to be just tickled pink at the starting pitching, and I mean everything, really. You start wherever you'd like, Jerry, but this is fun.
Yeah, it is. You know, you go on a road trip, and you know, you go on the road, and you also feel like, hey, can I play 500 baseball? And they go in Toronto, and the first night, Willie Peralta was excellent. I mean, very much a good command. He's throwing the ball 97 to 99 miles an hour. We had a really good slider. And then the next day, you say, well, okay, now we have Chase Anderson coming. It's going to be a little bit different, but he was even better. So, and then you go into Cincinnati, win 3 out of 4 in their ballpark. Is always tough to do. So they're really playing well, but they're not only pitching well, they're playing well in all phases of the game.
That's Jerry Augustine here on Sportsline, Sid.
You know, with that, I mean, like you said, 5-1 on this road thing. And talk to me about Eric Thames. What the dude has a fast bat. What's going on?
Well, I think one thing he does have a really quick bat. There's no doubt about it. But you know, he's so disciplined at the plate. And he just does not swing at a lot of bad pitches. It was funny, yesterday after the game, I got to interview him on TV yesterday after the game. And I was telling him, hey, congratulations on the 5 home runs in a 4-game series. It's a new Brewer record, all this stuff. He didn't even want to hear about that. He was upset, he told me after, about the pitches that he got earlier in some other at-bats that he didn't hit hard. So this is a guy who's really focused right now. He understands that, you know, things are going well, but they're going to make adjustments, and he's going to have to make adjustments. But right now, he is just swinging the bat so well for the Brewers, and hopefully he can keep it up when they're in Chicago.
Yeah, it's Jerry Augustine here on Sportsline. Augie, just haven't played baseball really at any level. When you got really strong starting pitching, it sharpens your defense in that we're all human, but it keeps you – when a game's close, you're into it, and you're really thinking all you should be all the time. But talk a little bit about their defense, which has actually been pretty good. How much is it the starting pitchers not dilly-dallying, not walking guys, and then the position players handling their business?
Well, first of all, the starting pitchers are doing a great job. They're much more aggressive. You see all their pitchers, no matter whether they throw velocity-wise at the high 80s, low 90s, to the guys who are throwing in the mid-upper 90s. Everybody's being aggressive in the strike zone with their fastball, getting ahead and then using their secondary pitches. That's a primary thing. But I thought yesterday was a great example about how the defense picks up a pitcher and allows him to continue in the game to do well. In that first inning, Willie had walked the first two guys. And the first guy, Billy Hamilton, I mean, this guy is lightning quick. And Manny Pena throws him out, stealing second base. You know, and then he gets himself, then there's a little base hit. And then what happens is there's a ground ball. Trav Shaw dives, picks it up, turns a double play. After that, Willie took over and really pitched excellent the rest of the game. But that defense really helped Willie get off to that good start. And that's what we're seeing on this ball club now. We're seeing that there's a complement between the offense scoring some runs when they need to, the defense really coming through when they have to, and the starting pitching and bullpen just throwing the ball very well.
You know, Augie, that's the thing I was going to bring, and I think you touched on it. What exactly is the difference? Because, you know, a lot of different names, but they seem to be a different mindset or something on this baseball team thus far this year. What is it?
Well, I think it is everything that they did in spring training. It was funny because the way they ran the spring training, if you went down to the early part of spring training, it was like, to be honest with you, it was like going to a Packers spring training. It was timed, and all of a sudden the horn go, and then they shift, and then Horn would go again, and they'd run over.
Nobody hit each other.
They did so many things in far defense and offense and the things that they wanted to do, and they did it on a daily basis. And it was routine. It was quick. It was crisp, and I think that's a real credit to the way Craig Council wanted to run the spring training. Eddie Cedar diagrams the spring training. He said this was so much fun to do because everything was timed. We did it. We did it on a daily basis, and everybody enjoyed it because it was quick and crisp, and everybody got out there. Our practices went for 2 hours, and we were done early in spring. So I think the work, hard work that they put in spring is starting to pay off, and guys are playing defense just by reactionary. They're reacting to tough plays in that. So I think that has a lot to do with it.
Boy, Augie, you talk about those. Visiting with Jerry Augustine, Fox Sports Wisconsin Brewer analyst. Council getting him through training camp, or spring training, I should say, with the drills and all that. Talk about the team's philosophy or mentality, because they seem to, anyway, from the outside looking in, but you could speak to it, start to bear more of a resemblance to Craig Council in that they're all baseball, no nonsense. Like to have some fun, a little sense of humor, and I guess that's always easier when you're winning. But is this team going to resemble him? Does that take time over the course of a year to develop?
Well, I think it does take time. I think it takes time because, you know, it's all about no nonsense and going out and playing the game. There's no question about it. But, you know, as you guys know, you go out and play, you got to have fun. And that's what this club does. I think Craig allows them their little leash where to allow them to enjoy it. But then there's a place when the game starts, you get between the lines, it all changes. And I think they've really taken to that. But it's just the little things now that are going on in the game. You know, little things you see like everybody focused on your pinch hitting, as an example, is really swinging the bat. Guys go up there, they give you good at-bats. Guys get put in the game for fielding. They're making good plays. Guys are coming in relief. I mean, you take the pitching staff now and the bullpen. Yeah, they have their three guys at the end of the game with Barnes, Knievel, and Feliz coming in, and they're doing a great job. But everybody else is stepping in with the versatility they have and doing a good job. So I think it's just everybody taking their job and taking it individually and putting it into that team aspect, and everybody's playing well.
What's saying that, Augie? You know, and you brought the names of Barnes and Knievel and Feliz. Is that order now? It seems like that's the order that they're coming out. Is that, you know, until things are figured out, they're feeling comfortable going that way?
Yeah, I think it is. You got to look at these guys. If you really look at them and see their style of pitching, and everybody say, well, you know what, they all have a different style, and they kind of do, but they all throw the ball in the middle upper 90s. And you take Barnes. Barnes is a fastball slider guy, and he has two types of sliders, and the sliders are late breaking, very quick, and he can throw it when it'll go, you know, go side to side, but he has one that breaks straight down, and it's hard, and it's late. And then you look at him, and he comes in that first thing. Then you've got a guy like Corey Knievel, who comes more over the top, and he throws that good, he's got a good riding fastball nine in the mid-90s, but he's got a real good overhand curveball, big curveball. He's a little bit different than Barnes. And then you come with Neftali Feliz, who's got the slider. He's got a slider. He turns the ball over, throws a little bit of sink. He's got that good middle 90s fastball. But then every once in a while, he'll go out there and he looks like Johnny Cueto. He'll give you that little spin like Louis Tiant did, and he'll throw a fastball. He did it one night against a guy. He threw it at 101. So the differences, that the variances that these guys right now is working out well for Craig and his bullpen. And so what he's going to do, he's going to go with that is – as long as they're going good, they're going to stay there. But you look at the other guys he had in the bullpen, they're all throwing the ball very well.
That's Jerry Augustine, Fox Sports Wisconsin, Brewers analyst here on Sportsline. Before we let you go, Augie, sustaining this, it's not going to be easy, but talk a little bit about how the Ryan Braun trade rumors might factor into that. It's not the first go-around with Braun in that conversation, so I guess that part maybe people can get accustomed to it a little bit. But they're playing well. He's playing well. Just your thought on the possibilities of that.
I don't think those guys even think about that stuff. I don't think Ryan thinks about it. I don't think the team thinks about it. You know, that's something that's in the periphery, and that's something for us fans to be talking about and the media to be going to. But I was with the ball club in Toronto and in Cincinnati, and the rumors had started. I never once heard anything about it. If you told me it started, the only reason I found out is yesterday I was talking to Tom Hardicourt. And he said, did you hear that the rumors are starting with Braun again? And I go, well, no. First of all, I'm in Cincinnati. I wouldn't hear them.
Right.
In Toronto, I wouldn't hear them.
Mm-hmm.
But number two, within the ball club, no one thinks about that. Everybody thinks about playing the game each day, enjoying what they do, get their work in. You know, you talk about Ryan Braun. We go into Toronto. who's the first guy on the field batting practice taking balls hit to the outfield? Ryan Braun. Get to Cincinnati. Who's the first guy on the field during batting practice taking nine drives hit to him from Eddie Cedar? Ryan Braun. So here's a guy that maybe he's being talked about in trades, which he's probably the one guy that you can get a lot of guys for, the premier guy. But this is a guy who's going about his day-to-day routine as if, you know what, I've got a game to play. I'm going to help this team as long as I'm here. Hopefully I can stay long, but if it doesn't happen, I can't do anything about it. I'm going to go out and play the game of baseball. That's real professionalism, and he's really showing it.
You know, with saying that, I wasn't even thinking about it, but with saying that with Braun, what works well for him, if this team continues to, and we're surprised by the 5-1 on the road, continue to win, is that less of a conversation or more of a conversation?
I think with Ryan, I think because of the way the Brewers are, the way David Stearns and Matt Arnold and, you know, along with Mark Antanasio and Craig are going at this, I think because of Ryan and the position he's in, and he's that veteran guy, the old guy, the leader on this ball club, I think it's only natural. He's one of the best players in all of baseball. You can say, well, he had the problem a couple years ago that he had, but he's still one of the best players in baseball. If you put him in the lineup of any team that creates a chance of going to the playoffs, you put him in any lineup, he makes that lineup better. So I think when you look at Ryan and you look at what the Brewers are trying to do, I think his name is always going to be the premier name or the first name brought up about trades, but I think Ryan handles it very well. He understands it. He knows it. And I also give a lot of credit to David Stearns and Craig Counsell because they're very open with Ryan. They sit and they talk with him, and I'm sure he knows a little bit of what's going on, but that part where you've got management always talking to you, helping you understand, I think has a lot to do with it.
Augie, great stuff. Really appreciate you having the time. Brewers-Cubs tonight, so it just keeps on a roll. It should be a good pitch game, Anderson and Lackey.
You know, one thing I want to say, I'm going to let you go. If the Brewers go into Chicago and do well, what does that mean for them?
Momentum. It's momentum coming home. You know, it's all about going on the road and playing well. You know, they've won two series on the road. And, you know, anytime you – what they have to improve on, I think their record last year within the division was like 34-46 or 32-46 or something around that. I don't know what it is exactly, but it was a difference of 12 or 14 games. That's where they have to improve. You have to improve within the division. Why? Because that last month is all division. So if you want to make yourself a mark in your division and have an opportunity to get to the playoffs, that's where you have to play well. So you look at what they've done now. They've gone to Cincinnati, took 3 out of 4 Cincinnati, playing well in division. This is another division full. Yes, are they the team that everybody's predicting to go back to the World Series and possibly win it? Yes, everybody's doing it, but there's still a division full, and you got to treat them like that. And in the month of September last year, I think they won 5 out of 7 from the Cubs. So I think they're confident to go in and keep this thing going and do something real positive.
Great stuff, Augie.
Always a pleasure, man.
Appreciate you taking the time. Have a great week.
Oh, enjoy being with you guys anytime. Take care. Enjoy the day.
All righty.
Jerry Augustine, pride of Kiwani there. Harry, Ryan Braun, talk about him in trade maneuvers. At Wrigley Field, guess who is first among all active players with a career .342 batting average at Wrigley Field?
Oh, I might just out of the blue. Is it Mr. Braun?
Ryan Braun. Team's 5-1 on the road. That's right. The Brewers 5-1. And Brawny, .342 career at Wrigley Field. So he's had his way there. Although John Lackey might have a little something to say about it. Pretty, pretty tough pitcher himself. Tough cookie making his third start. We got to get to a break. Come back on the other side. Harry, you want to talk some drafts, some Packers? Little NFL?
If we figure out what they're going to do.
Defense, more defense. And then what?
But how are they going to get to that defense?
Boy. Back after these messages, we'll hit that and a whole lot more. We got a last caller standing in hour number 2 as well for Green Bay Blizzard Party Pit tickets. This is The Fan.